The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It was war.
War crime, more like. Just got me wondering, what other secrets does he have?
You really want to know?
Bosch has crossed a lot of lines in his long and checkered career.
But murder? You honestly think he would set up a prison hit?
To murder the scumbag who abducted Madeline Bosch.
If it was my daughter, I'd skin him alive.
Justice will be done.
One way or another. If I
had it my way, my family's missing.
Family of four doesn't just disappear.
What do you think?
That's what's ahead. Case involved fentanyl.
The talking drug cartel? The public is terrified on both sides of the border.
You guys are being played. We all are.
You got any...
You and I pulled a few ops together back in the day. You up for another?
Are you going down there to get him? Or take him out?
Well, you know when I get home.
That's not good enough.
So I am addicted to Bosch. Love his that sexy voice, the low voice. He said, what did he say? My body's not good enough for you. He's got that sexy bod, the tan, the shock of white hair.
So you this are is, in love with this
I
guy.
I know. I love. And here's the thing. You know, our next guest, Titus Welliver, just an incredible actor as well. But this is Bosch, if you've followed this, as my husband and I just love it, is, you know, you see this LAPD, great detective, but flawed, and then bringing his daughter into the fold, so a father-daughter duo, so to speak, and then he's got Mimi Rogers, the money honey, right? Mimi Rogers as a biggity-big attorney in the show. It's incredible. We have just been counting the days to the return now of Bosch. This is Bosch Legacy dropping on Prime Video. I know fans are thrilled, but is this the last season of Bosch? That's one of the many questions. Do we have Titus? Yes. Titus Welliver joining us live this morning. Good morning. Great to have you here.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So take us through, I mean, obviously this is inspired by Michael Connelly's Desert Star and the Black Ice novels, and now we're seeing some new dimensions here. So for the fans who have just been saying, I can't wait, what do we see here with the new season? What we're being told is the final season.
Well, as you said, we the source material is... Black Ice and Desert Star, and we sort of had to move things around a little bit, but Desert Star is really a case for Harry, which is you know, we're Harry Ahab. Mm-hmm. This case is Moby Dick, and it's the disappearance of a family of four, two children and their parents, and he is hired by a woman from Ireland to, because they've just vanished. And law enforcement doesn't really seem to have any kind of leads. And in the meantime, there is an investigation that's being what they call a chief special. So no one is supposed to talk about it. And they're investigating Bosch because this character that he's put away not once but twice, who is a serial rapist and murderer, Preston Borders, at the end of season two of Legacy, Maddie intercepts a phone call for Harry in which Borders is calling him from prison, stating that he has killed the man who abducted Maddie and buried her out in the desert. And it takes place 8 months after season two, but those questions are still unanswered. And, you know, Mimi Rogers' character is running for the DA. There's just a lot of variables, and Maddie catches a case. There are these follow home robberies that are occurring, and it goes quite deep. There's a lot of stuff going on, but needless to say, it's kind of like a It's like an advent calendar, right? Every time, each episode, it cracks open, you know, except there's not a little piece of chocolate in there. It's just it's another, you know, piece of the puzzle. And then, of course, we introduced the character of Renee Ballard, played by the wonderful Maggie Q, who readers of the books will know that Ballard and Bosch cross paths in the books. And she's a young homicide detective who becomes ultimately sort of a mentor. Harry becomes a mentor to her and has a slightly paternal relationship with her. So we're introducing that. So there's a lot going, on. It's a very, very busy season, but not contrived in the sense of, there are definitely moments where the audience can breathe a bit, but I would say not for very long.
Yeah. For those of us who follow this and we have just been counting the days to the new season. I should mention, since I'm reporting live from Odyssey World headquarters in Philadelphia, you have some strong, Philadelphia ties. I know your dad, Neil Welliver, renowned American landscape painter, professor of fine arts, who worked as a dean at UPenn, right?
Yeah, very, very much so. I mean, my father was from Northern Pennsylvania, from a little town called Millville, but my mother was a West Philly girl. She went to girls' high in Philly, and my dad became the dean of the Graduate School of Fine Arts at University of Pennsylvania for 25 years. So I spent some formative years in West Philly. So I will always, that's very much a part of who I am. Even though I've lived all over the place, Philly is in my heart in the same way that, New York is. And I have very, very fond memories, and I go back, when I can. And I finally discovered that you can buy butterscotch crimpet tasty cakes from Amazon. So when I need my tasty cake jam, I know where to do it. But yeah, my mom went to girls' high, so
that's amazing.
And I've still got I'm still in contact with a lot of my boys from over on Osage Avenue. We lived over in an area. But was then called Society Hill. I don't know what they call it. My mother lived near like 43rd and Locust, and my dad lived over on Woodland Terrace by the big Woodland Cemetery. So, yeah. No, Philly, yeah, well. City of Brotherly Love is I'm a cream soda and tasty cake guy.
Titus, I got a question for you, because growing up in West Philadelphia and being a guy that's really known for playing a hard-nosed individual, I got to ask, growing up in West Philly, you must have come across many individuals who went into the profession of law enforcement, and me and Dawn, we've made a lot of contacts in Philadelphia police, and a lot of times I think to myself, this guy's so much like Harry Bosch, it's not even funny. So I got to wonder, do you draw inspiration from the people you grew up with in West Philadelphia to play your characters at all?
100%. There's always little, I'm a creature of observation. I'm always, since I was a little kid, I always was interested in human behavior. And I was around, when I lived in Philly, it was the era of Rizzo. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Old Frank Rizzo, chief of police and the mayor. And, there's some great YouTube. He was not exactly, press friendly. Yeah. There's a great YouTube video where, of course, he's done something completely unlawful, and the reporter, confronts him outside of his house.
And there's
Rizzo, and he goes,
you're a
crumb bum. You're nothing but you're a crumb bum over there. Yeah, get out of here right now. You're a creep and a crumb bum.
Oh, I love it. This is awesome.
So, yeah, and I actually knew the New Deck Tavern on Sansom Street was owned by one of my father's good friends named Mike Doyle, who had been a Philly cop and then retired and was in the restaurant business. So I used to spend a lot of time over at the New Deck. My dad had an apartment. This was many years after we had left Philadelphia. He was still commuting. He had moved himself to Maine, and he would commute and teach his students. So he had a place right there on Sansom Street. So I actually, I haven't been for a couple of years, but the I went to the St. Peter's School down on Lombard Avenue. My older brother went to Friends Central. So yeah, and I'm still, you know, all my boys and gals from back in the day, from Clark Park, you know, the whole crew, they're all around. We're still in touch. So I love it when I go back. Of course, awesome. You know, I always think about when people say, well, what are some of your, you know, one of your fondest memories? And of course the art museum. But I remember when I would go, my mom and I would go to meet my Nana for lunch. We would always meet her, you know, at the Eagle in Wanamaker's. That was like the meeting place. And I went back there years ago, and the Eagle was still there, but it wasn't Wanamaker's, and I was heartbroken. I just thought, what a great place.
Yeah, the Eagle is still there, but I will tell you, the Macy's just closed down, so it's going to be a private condo building. Yeah. So it is changing, unfortunately. I don't know if you'll still be able to visit the Eagle. But for people, you know, I wanted to explore just a second as you look at the series with the father-daughter relationship. And because I think that is such a special part of the series. And just wondering if that continues with, if it takes any turns with your father-daughter relationship with Bosch.
It definitely does. I mean, despite the fact that Maddie knows her father very well, you know, he's such an internalized character and not a guy who gives information out. Even with his daughter, I recall several seasons ago, she says to Harry, "You're like a turtle in your shell and you don't let anybody in sometimes, not even me." And with this investigation circling around him, and then she's told a story by one of his, one of the guys from his special forces team. While Harry has stepped away from the bar, he talks about one of their experiences in Afghanistan, and it raises questions for her. Mm-hmm. So they remain close, but there's definitely some answers, and she's pulled into this investigation about whether or not Harry did in fact enlist the aid of this prisoner to kill the man who abducted Maddie. So it's definitely strained, for sure. It's very strained.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it does. It's
it really
I we've been counting down to this. Titus Welliver, well, we hope that you come back to Philadelphia again. We can hear more stories, but really appreciate it and can't wait to see this new season. And is it official? It's your last? And is there a movie? Is there more? Because I think we always want more.
I mean, it's as official as it can be.
Okay.
That being said, you never know with Hollywood. I mean, that would be, and certainly if Amazon said they'd like to do that, I wouldn't hesitate for a second to get back into Harry's moccasins, because I miss that guy. And I look forward to being back in the city of brotherly love at some point. I'm craving a pretzel with mustard on it and a birch beer. Mm. Or as some people don't understand, that's root beer. It's just another name for root beer.
Our treat, Titus.
Yes. Well, you're our treat today.
Lovely, lovely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Titus Welliver. Thanks for being
here. Thank you for having me.
Aw, thanks a million.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.